Next application is case number 11350. The application of Anthony Travella. Site is located northwest of Hebron Street, being Route 273, across from Canal Crossing Road and 700 feet northeast of Burton Avenue, and being Lot 88 and part of Lot 89 within West Rehoboth Subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as District, or tax map ID District 334, map 13.20, parcel number 8. Requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. A gentleman, we received 8 letters in support of this application, 8 letters and emails, I should say, and no mail returns. No letters in opposition. They are more specifically requesting a 1.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an accessory structure over 600 square feet, requesting a 0.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling, and requesting a 0.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an accessory structure over 600 square feet.
Okay. Is there anyone here for case number 11350?
And Mr. Chairman, just as a disclosure, our firm has represented Mr. Cavella in the past.
Okay.
So if there's any, I don't believe it creates a conflict of interest, but if the board felt that way, I'd recommend any questions be directed to Vince Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Anthony Cavella, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
What, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi there.
Do you want to explain to the board this?
Okay. Anthony Cavella. I have a property I guess I owned for 8 or 9 years in Hebron Road, West Rehoboth.
Mm-hmm.
This past summer, late summer in September, I contracted with a pole building company, DeShields, to build a garage pole building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the contract should be in there, and it was supposed to be 35 foot wide by 30 foot. And somehow the building got to be stretched. You know, it came out to be over 36 feet, which, extended into the setback. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess normally people don't complain about a garage being too big, but I guess on this part, it's, you know, if it goes into setbacks, definitely not good. And once I learned about it, I had a survey done and, you know, went to the planning and zoning office and, you know, filed paperwork.
How about your home?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
How about your home? You need a 4.4 tenths, is it? 4 tenths of
four
a...
4 tenths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 4 tenths?
Right. Yes.
What about that?
I had the house moved in here from another location, and we had the property surveyed and had a string line out there, and when the mason went to put the footers in, you know, he was crosses of that line, and he... You know, he said he was going to stay off of it, you know, even another couple inches to make sure, but something just happened, and it, you know, it ended up being, you know, extruding into that corner also.
So you got a permit for the dwelling, and you got a permit for the garage. You get a permit for the garage?
Yes.
And it told you what your setbacks are?
Yes.
Told who? The supplier?
Pardon?
Who got the permit, you or the supplier?
Yeah, I got the permit for the moving the house, and the pole building company got the permit for the pole building.
And what was the name of that?
It was the Shields.
The Shields?
Yeah, I believe they're out of Seaford and Camden, Delaware.
Did you ask them to come with you to explain their mistake this evening?
No, I talked to him about the mistake. He says he's never really had this happen.
Do you have an address for the builder?
It should be on the
we
sales.
We have it in the application, in the file.
Yeah. What about the mason?
Last exhibit.
The mason lives out by Millsboro. Yeah, I have his name and contact number. I don't, you know, I didn't get any letters from him or anything.
And he was responsible for making sure that the foundation was within the setback. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have his name and address? Do we have that, Mr. Lank?
No, we don't have. The only thing we have is a copy of the contract for the Shields construction for the pole building being 30 by 35.
Okay. Do you have it with it?
Yes.
His information? What is that?
Yeah, it would be Danny Wright. I could look up on his and get his phone number, I guess, if you like.
Okay. Address would be good, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would have the address. Let's see. Yeah, his phone number would be 302-381-5475.
Okay. And if you'd be kind enough to get his address and provide that to the office, we'd appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Ward?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Calloway, have no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'm not sure that I could make a motion because I'm not sure that he meets the standards for granting a variance.
Right.
Didn't address those.
Okay.
I'm just going to, that was my next question to ask.
Okay.
Would you like to address the standards for granting a variance?
Well, I believe the hardship was, you know, it wasn't created by me. I'd like to do the right thing, and you know, somehow the building got to be bigger than what the contract price was. And, you know, for the footers being off, you know, I don't have any explanation for that, I guess. You know,
rely on someone else. There's four other standards. Are you familiar with those? You're familiar with the standards for
granting variance? I guess it's uniqueness of the property. You know, on the right side of me is another property that's conditional use, and they have, you know, they store beach shack buildings next door to it, and the properties to the rear of me and off to the side of me, some of their buildings, it's an older subdivision, and some of those houses and trailers and garages are, you know, on the line or, you know, a couple feet from the line.
Okay.
Were you told by the zoning department to have this ready to come when you appear before the board that you would have to address the standards?
Yes, I saw there was like, you know, three or four standards, yes.
Do you have that with you then? Are you prepared for those, to answer those one right after the other?
That's what Mr. Mills is asking you.
That's
is
what he's
to
asking,
address
sir.
The standards, and there's five of them. You don't know what they are, do you, because you don't have it in front of you.
The applicant did sign the affidavit saying that he would respond to those questions before the board.
Okay.
They applied for his application.
And you didn't bring those with you?
No, I didn't.
All right. Gentlemen?
Would you like an opportunity to come back and address those standards?
I had the property under contract, and I was supposed to settle it within 2 weeks.
Then you should have been prepared. Would you like an opportunity to come back before this board at a later date?
Sure. Yep. Well, I guess I don't know if I'm going to be able to extend this contract. I guess I'm going to have a yay or a nay, and I would have to try to, you know, correct this thing by cutting the building off or tearing it off or doing something to fix this thing.
Sir, did you talk to the builders? They didn't approve. What they were going to do for you? Were they going to help you at all?
He said he would, but I had, you know, some issues when he built the garage. You know, there was a lot of things that were missing and nail holes and different things, and I just had a hard time getting him to come back and complete some of the items. So I'm not really sure that he is going to come back and help me out.
I'm not attorney and not advising you in a legal way, but I would say that you might be able to, in your contract, do something to enable you to extend that time frame or something. Sometimes monies are held, for that purpose or whatever. So we'd like to give you the opportunity to address the standards. We'd hate to see you, have to cut that and move the home, move the foundation. I mean, we know that's an expense. But we can't just approve, based on a couple of the standards. They all have to be addressed to us. So speaking for the board, that's what we'd like to do, is allow you to come back and address those standards if you'd like to do that.
Sure, yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the hearing open for the applicant to come back before the board and address the standards.
John, I guess he doesn't have a set of standards. He can go back in the back and go over them. And then come back up. You'd be willing to do that?
Sure.
I mean, you had a set of standards that you could look at and go over instead of going back home and coming back and listen to the rest of the people who does this. Then you got a chance to come back at the end of the meeting and present the standards.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Do you have a copy of that, Mr. Chair? Mr. Secretary, do you have a copy of the standards?
I have a copy of the original application. So I don't really have to have that copy.
Okay.
Sir, you looked that in the back and after the.
Okay. Take that off.
Do you want to make that a motion?
John has already made a motion. He has to.
Motion to delay the hearing of the remainder of the case until the end of our public hearing.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay. Got a motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. Riggers, that we delay this case at the end of the cases to allow time for the applicant to address the standards. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carried. And next case, please.